Bringing the Bible to life so that you relate. The world thinks we're rejects, but that word we reject. Watch and we'll show you precept upon precept, line upon line. The script say we're the greatest, and they can't debate it. Salvation is only for the blacks, Hispanics, and natives.
Power, power, it's the one.
Power, power,
it's the who.
Power, power,
yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and natives.
Power, power,
it's the one.
Power, power,
it's the who.
Power, power,
yeah, yeah, blacks, Hispanics, and Hispanics.
Power, power,
it's the one.
Power, power,
it's the who.
Power, power,
yeah, yeah, blacks, Hispanics, and natives.
Power, power,
it's the one.
Power, power,
it's the who.
Power, power,
yeah, yeah, blacks, Hispanics, and Hispanics.
Shalom, shalom, welcome to the Power Hour. Native Latin and Black Biblical Topics. All right, Captain Yahshua.
Shalom. Happy Sabbath, Captain Afaria.
Shalom. Most High in Christ bless, Captain Amariah.
Wow, you have so much energy.
Yeah, what a minute.
8 hours of sleep. You know what I'm saying? 888.
888.
Time management. 888.
Man, mm-hmm. You get one day that works out that way.
888. Oh, yeah, you average about one a week. So.
Yeah.
Last night you happened to be on those days.
You sleep 8 hours a day, 8 days a week.
Boom.
Well, well, happy Sabbath to the 12 tribes scattered abroad.
Yes, yes. And the saints.
Greetings to the saints. So we were going to go more into the Olmecs and stuff, but I actually forgot over the past two shows to talk about this Goya uproar.
Oh boy,
everybody was in. You know, it's not getting a lot of media now because COVID's back in play. You know, it's a hip thing,
right,
to talk about.
COVID came off of a vacation.
COVID came off vacation. COVID took vacation and Black Lives Matter was covering their shifts.
Yeah, bro.
Listen, they got that thing written on mounds at baseball games, on courts at NBA games. You know, they're like. Yo, this is even better than we ever imagined.
So, and it's crazy because people want to make assumptions and presumptions about Israelites and Israel United in Christ without knowing, without really researching, or just taking a cursory view. But they'll go and they'll support Black Lives Matter as an organization. Knowing everything they represent, which is not that Black Lives Matter, and fund them and support them and whatever, and not fully understanding their full mission statement. But I tell you, people are lemmings, man.
People are destroyed for lack of knowledge, man. That's what it boils down to.
People are lemmings. It's like children that need to be piped in the marketplace.
Yep, exactly what it is.
It's insane. The stuff that we just blindly follow after.
Someone told me, he said, what do you mean Black Lives Matter isn't about Black lives? It's like, just because it's in the title doesn't mean that it's actually about them. I'm like, bro, that shows how ignorant you actually are to what's really going on.
And it isn't a Black Lives when, like, almost 98% of them are freaking Caucasians.
That's why I told him, I said, bro, BLM stands for bullshit, lies, and mockery.
That's pretty good. Did you come up with that, Joe?
Yeah. I'm here all day.
Hey, be careful. Oh, that sister's gonna come and throw black paint all over you.
She just painted the inside black.
We don't want it yellow. We want it black.
Right.
That's what matters.
Okay. Anyway, so we want to talk about the Goya thing. Let me get my comments up. And this is interesting because it looks like somebody here talking about woolly hair or something like that. So,
This same dude was on My Daily Brain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, talking same smack. He's hater alert. Yep. We're being trolled. We got fans.
We appreciate the view.
Yeah. Thank you, Jermaine Robinson.
Thank you.
Oh, and Jermaine
appreciate
Robinson,
you.
Too.
I know. Well,
you just brought up our reach.
Exactly, because that's what
thank
we've been
you.
Going over like the past
appreciate
several
you.
Years.
The more you pay, the more reach we get, the more engagement.
Thank you.
Bring
thank
it. You. You're going to be ignored, but bring it.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Goya thing that's been going on. It's not getting as much play in the news. Let me pull up the links that I sent you. I want to look at it at my end.
What you want?
So, let's go into the Independent, where it says the Trump campaign announced a Spanish language ad that defends Goya.
That one?
No. So don't play the ad yet. What are you doing?
Wait, hold on. Can I just say one thing to
yeah.
It's killing me. And then I might turn this off.
Okay.
It's killing me. All right. It says, what's your daddy, though? All right?
Mm-hmm.
My dad's African-American. All right, there we go. Let's go on with the show now.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Right.
That debunks everything right there.
Right. Because no woolly hair, light skin.
Right.
His dad got straight woolly hair.
Right. Right.
Dark.
Ignorance.
Right. Scripture says we get ignorance, right? So that's what we're going to do. But again, thanks for the engagement.
Yeah, thank you. Listen, it's funny that they'll come on here to just troll.
Yo,
right?
This dude got no life, bro. He was on the Daily Bread
last
Sunday.
Got Matt Early.
I know.
Yeah, Matt Early. You know what, Matt Early, too.
Welcome,
right?
Matt Early.
Come on, man.
Troll.
Hey, I got no mic.
Woke up mad early to troll.
What'd you do?
Turn it down. It's too loud on me.
I have no. There you go.
He had no snare in his headphones.
I had no snare.
I know.
Turn my headphones up.
And all that stuff. Anyway, so let me set this up. Before we watch the ad, I want to read the article. Right? Before we watch the ad, I want to read the article. All right. So, Goya, the CEO of Goya, had it was somewhere. I forgot what they were honoring. We're going to read it. It's going to come up like a summary in the article. And he has said that he thinks he prays to God or whatever. We're going to quote it. I'm paraphrasing it for Trump because he's a builder like him. And all these Northern Kingdom, right, so-called Hispanic, Latinos, they got all up in arms about it. And they wanted to boycott the Goya, right, just because he said this one thing, the CEO. I'm going to show the hypocrisy in that type of behavior, kind of like what we were talking about with BLM just now,
mm-hmm.
right, with Black Lives Matter just now. And he brought this out, and I'm going to show you the hypocrisy of this. This is why I say wake up, Latinos and Hispanics, right? If Jermaine Robinson wants to do more than just talk crap, how about you listen and you'll get educated by the identity of the Christ? Because we're going to touch on the Brown Berets a little bit today,
mm-hmm.
because within the next few weeks, we'll be doing an additional show every week, sometimes live, sometimes it may be pre-recorded on Sundays. We're going to have a Sunday slot that's going to air, that's going to be pushed on the IUIC radio and all that stuff, and we're going to cover more topics and stuff like that. So one of the things that I think I want to maybe lead off with when we start doing those recordings or that live show is go into a little history of the so-called activism of the Northern Kingdom. So we're going to talk about the Brown Berets, the Young Lords,
mm-hmm.
The Young Chicanos. I forgot what they changed their name, but when we watch the video, you'll see it and kind of their progression. And to show that it's the same plight and, you know, we're not going to fall for the division of casting their bands asunder.
Right.
It's funny because the ones that preach pro-blackness so much, right,
mm-hmm.
that you got to have woolly hair and everything like
mm-hmm.
that,
mm-hmm.
are actually playing into the crafty counsel of Psalms, the 83rd chapter,
right.
and being those that voice piece for that. This is why they laugh at us, because they say, listen, man, we don't got to do much. We'll let them destroy themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We don't got to do much. Unified Israelites, that's not going to happen. Unified so-called people of color, we're going to talk about that a little bit today, too, and how that's a misnomer, and it's even known colloquially that it's a misnomer and it doesn't apply to skin complexion, even though they call it that. So we're gonna cover a few things. So let me get into this, though, in this article, right? So it says, Trump campaign announced a Spanish language ad that defend Goya following boycott. So Trump jumped all over this in an attempt to get so-called Hispanic voters, right? So it says, the left has launched a smear campaign against Goya, says Cuban actress Susana Perez. The Independent employs reporters around the world to bring you truly independent journalism. Well, sorry, that's the wrong thing. President Donald Trump's reelection campaign has reignited a controversy surrounding Goya food by releasing a group of Spanish language ads that reference a boycott against the brand. The ads, which will air on both TV and radio, have been created to highlight the Democrats' shameful smear campaign against Goya Foods, a beloved Hispanic-owned family business. This is a quote from what they say in the ad. The Trump campaign announced on Wednesday. Cuban actress Susana Perez, who narrated the TV ad, claimed in Spanish over video of Cuban refugees being airlifted to the U.S. that we sacrificed so much to be free and respected. Ms. Perez added, now the left has launched a smear campaign against Goya, the brand we love, just because Goya is working with President Trump, and encouraged supporters to text Goya to receive updates from the Trump. Ads also suggested that the Democratic Party is moving towards socialism, and Ms. Perez claimed in one campaign clip that Joe Biden and the Democrats are too extreme before a picture of Che Guevara and the word socialism were flashed on the screen. In a statement accompanying the ads, campaign group Latinos for Trump said, from Democrats' support for socialism to cutting school choice and police funding, they are just too extreme for Hispanic Americans. They added, Joe Biden is too weak to stand up for us. Anyway, so it says Hispanic voters made up 18% of the Florida electorate in the 2016 election, and the ads will mainly air in heavily Hispanic areas of the state, according to CNN. The ad references a controversy surrounding the Latino foods brand that began after its CEO, Robert Unanue, joined Mr. Trump at an event at the White House Rose Garden 2 weeks ago and told reporters, we are truly blessed to have a leader like President Trump, who is a builder. Just off of those words, everybody got up in arms about it, right? And then since it's trendy to support these things, mm-hmm. you had all the other nations trying to jump on board with this type of thing. So it says, after his comments, some of the president's critics, including Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and playwright Lin-Manuel Miranda, said they would boycott the brand. Its CEO told Fox News that the boycott of Goya products that followed his comments were a suppression of speech. Goya Foods garnered support from the White House, and the president's daughter and advisor, Ivanka Trump, published a photo of herself holding a can of Goya black beans on Twitter last Tuesday.
Fire.
Yeah, they got to show the picture. Hold on.
Goya black beans are
fire. In her
fire.
Caption, Ms. Trump wrote, if it's Goya, it has to be good. Okay. Yo,
Goya.
She ain't never had beans in her life. Yeah,
you can tell she can't even hold the camera.
Look, it don't even look right. Look,
she's holding it like this.
See, it's Goya. In it, it's in win. But they probably, yo, she probably would be in the supermarket and see that and talk crap. Why is there an ethnic aisle? What's with the Goya stuff, right?
Yep.
You know, they call us beaners and all types of stuff. She ain't never had no frijoles negros.
Never. Never in her life, bro.
Get the hell out of here. What is this?
Never had no pizza.
It says the president followed the post by uploading a picture to Instagram posing with Goya food products the following morning. In the picture, the president smiled and put his thumbs up while posing behind his desk in the Oval Office with five Goya products, including coconut milk and red kidney beans laid out in front of him.
Of course, you got the
picture.
Of course, you got cookies, too.
Hey, those cookies look good, man. I never had those. I didn't know Goya made those.
Like 900 grams of carbs.
I know, but that's good with, like, black coffee. That's good with, like, black coffee. Yo.
You got the adobo.
Put the adobo.
Con pimienta.
The can, look, they put the dry beans. So Dora did the canned beans. He did the dry beans. Right, what else you got there? The coconut milk.
Some seasoning.
So he says, after the pictures were published, people pointed out that Ms. Trump's post might have violated an ethics rule that states the government employees must not endorse any product. The section that Ms. Trump may have violated reads, an employee shall not use or permit the use of this government position or title or any authority associated with his public office to endorse any product, service, or enterprise. So they filed, like, this stuff against him, oversight committees, all that BS that they do, saying that he was endorsing a product. So let's go ahead and let's watch the ad, right? And it's subtitled, So it's in Spanish, and it's subtitled. But I'm telling you, they always use us for political plays.
And you know what's funny? Real quick, before you get into that, we can't even vote for the president in Puerto Rico. When I say we, I mean Puerto Rico. Yet they're part of the United States.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Anyway, go ahead.
Not that it matters. We're supposed to vote anyway. But.
No, but as far as playing in their sandbox
yeah.
and the irony of it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then Cubans, of all things, yo, Cubans. When Trump came into office, he was strict to travel to Cuba. It was why we have not been able to go back there. Alright. So go ahead. Let's watch the ad.
Cakes on turn.
Yeah.
All kinds of wool.
Yeah, they look good. I think I'm sleepy.
All right, so stop. Notice at the end of it, he says, "I'm Donald J. Trump. I approve this message." He's getting on the Democrats for socialism, but he's allowing Che Guevara to be in there. What's going on?
I'm sorry, trying to mute the site.
I know these ads be popping up with the videos
yeah.
and stuff. So. But he supports a message with Che Guevara, and that the whole Cuban movement was about socialism.
That's right.
Communism.
Right. Well, it became communism, but it's
yeah.
It became communistic because the Castro didn't want to let go.
No, this is not such a mockery. Everything.
Bro, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. But here's the real reason why I'm going over this. Like, if you can't see the irony behind that stuff. But listen, somebody posted this, and it made so much sense to me. This is why I say, Northern Kingdom got to wake the hell up. You know, right? It says, interesting that certain Hispanics and Latinos, you could put this up. This was a screenshot from Facebook that I had seen. And this was an acquaintance of mine that put this.
This one?
And it made sense, yeah. But interesting that certain Hispanic Latinos weren't mad about these certain issues under number 45's administration, but upset about Goya Oboya. None of them were upset about him building a wall around Mexico and wasting taxpayers' money, right? Which is our money, to be exact, right? Makes sense, right? So nobody, they didn't galvanize behind anything because they all went, and because he said this one thing that my President Trump, because he's a builder, like myself, and they want to boycott Goya. Where were they when he was bringing up the thing in the wall? Don't tell me that there were people that protested or whatever. There was no boycotts. There was no other stuff issued and stuff like that. I'm gonna keep eating my Goya.
Goya or Boya? That's actually pretty clever.
Oh, you never knew about that. That was a tagline.
No.
Yeah, that was a big push for a long time.
Yeah. Goya, Goya. Well, you know what? since Israel was so quick to forget things, give it a little while. They'll put you back on Goya with no problem.
Oh, yeah.
So in the meantime, we should probably all buy stock in Goya.
Yeah, I would think so. Not mad about kids in cages being abused, raped, and not being fed.
Yeah,
let's talk about that for a second, right? Let's get the scriptures, all right, about the kids being taken and no might in our hands, right? Kids being in cages, because we went over a show like that to show the prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
That's prophecy being fulfilled in these last days as them doing that. Because a lot of times we just speak about the slave trade with the Spaniards, right, which we covered over the past couple weeks very thoroughly, all right, for Jermaine Jackson. Over there.
Jumaine.
For the Jumaine Jacksons over there. We covered very thoroughly how the Spaniards and everything. So if you really want to educate yourself, right, and not scoff, you can go back two shows in a row, all right, since you like to troll the page, and see if you can refute the scriptures that break down how that thing went down and the miscarrying movement.
I got over it. I know you at the Daily Break.
Yeah, right. Listen, again, those are agents.
Agent
of the scripture says people like that are worse than the white man.
Yeah.
That you're going to betray your own people.
Infidels.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that's akin to blasphemy against the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
That's ignorance.
To the betrayal of your own people like that. So anyway, so it says not mad about kids in cages being abused. So let's read this in the scriptures because this is what was happening to our people.
The book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 32. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people.
They are separating the children, right? Everybody's forgot about this because COVID is the new distraction, right? And then it was the protest for a little while. And then, of course, they got to get sports back online because they need to put that in our people's heads.
Mm-hmm.
People need the distraction. So while things are going on in the world, they want to make sure that you're tuned to sports, right?
You know, that was the whole thing behind it.
That's exactly what it is.
Exactly what
we were going over that to some extent with Agents of Socialization. We didn't get
no
into
sound.
It. We didn't get into it as much because we started diverging. But we're going to go back to the Agents of Socialization and talk about how sports and things like that are institutions for that. I've said this before on the show. I remember taking a writing intensive class in college that was about sports. And the advent of sports in this country was to pacify the people, in short. It was much more detailed than that. I had to write papers on it for the class. But the whole point was they said, listen, we got to make parks, we got to make playgrounds, we got to make recreation, because if not, people's lust, people's desires, people's things that are inside of them will rage out. You're going to have more crime, you're going to have more of this, you're going to have more of that. And you don't realize that sports is that outlet for those type of things. Or one of them. There's several, but that's one of them. But they are taking kids at the border as this migration is happening, and this is a tactic. It's not by circumstance. It's not part of the regular process. Separate the kid. Basically, like to send a fear warning, don't cross the border or we're taking your kids, and we're going to separate them. There are still kids in cages at the border while everybody's talking about COVID and all this other stuff, right? But Latinos weren't mad about that, right? They didn't want to boycott anything. Go ahead, read.
Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long.
It says, thy eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day. There's still some parents that have not been able to reconnect with their kids because they're undocumented immigrants, meaning they have no documentation, so how do they trace them back to their kids? How do you find your children after this when they send them back or hold on to them or whatever it is? Yes, this is happening in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, read.
And there shall be no might in thine hand.
No might in thy hand to figure this out. These curses are alive today. No might in their hand to get them back, to fight back against it, to try to say, hey, where are my children? No recourse. Everybody forgets the part undocumented, meaning they got no papers to prove that, hey, let me find my kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like it's 10, 20 kids. It's happening by the hundreds, the thousands, locked up in cages. But nobody was mad about that, right? There's been accusations of rape in those things, being malnourished, not fed properly, right? They will let prisoners out because of COVID before they let the kids out because of COVID.
They have unsanitary living conditions. They're living on top of each other, similar to what to our people when we're brought over in slavery. They're defecating in these cages.
Absolutely.
They're not bathing.
And it's literally cages. It's a cage.
It's literally, yeah, exactly.
They've taken in the cases where they're indoors, they've taken empty warehouses and set up wire cages, fences, and they put them in these fences.
They're covering, like the blankets are those
aluminum thing
that you give like after like after a race or after like when you come out from a fire or something like that. They're sleeping on floors. In some cases they might. And you know, don't fall for the media hype, because I remember a while back they went to one of the facilities and I think Pence visited it or something like that.
Yeah.
They're like, oh look, they're well taken care of. It's kids in cages. Even the ones that got beds and stuff. And you telling me that we don't fit these curses? That there has to be a complexion or a hair texture behind that? Ad nauseum, we've gone over the heritage being a speckled bird and all that. Hey, I was reading in Genesis when Jacob had his dream, and it mentions the different colors as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a foreshadowing of us being put into other nations. Let me see if I got it. I want to bring that out real quick. I was thinking about that. I said, damn, I got to bring that out.
Hold on. No, it's the same thing as when the prophet Jeremiah said the speckled bird. It's the same thing when Hosea said the cake not turned. It's the same thing when numerous scriptures say that we would be scattered into all nations and the holy seed would mix among the people. This started happening way back during Moses' time. So you multiply that by thousands of years, of course we're going to look different. It's not by hair texture. It's not by complexion. It's based upon the seed of the Father. Like, the Most High is a genius. He said, listen, they can look however they want, but they cannot ever, ever, ever take away the fact that they are the seed of their fathers. Also, as a mastermind with all these things.
Damn, I can't remember where it is, man. But I saw something.
How's it go?
Oh, gosh. I think I found the dream, but I'm not seeing the part where it speaks about the different, golly, and it's up on the earth. And who's it? And... I can't. All right. If I remember it, I'll bring it up. But it mentions something similar to like the speckled bird.
Are you talking about Joseph's dream?
That's what it was.
When he had the coat of many colors.
No, but it wasn't the coat of many colors. It was something else. Damn, man, I was reading it.
Because I was reading about Joseph's coat of many colors, and
it wasn't that. No, that's part of it, but it wasn't the coat of many colors. There was something else with a dream. Golly. And I thought I had made note of it because I was going to bring it out for like a future class, and I was like, yo, this is good. I don't think it's Joseph's dream. It was something else. Oh, here it is. No, it wasn't the dream. Sorry, I confused it. It was Genesis 30 and 32.
The book of Genesis, chapter 30 and verse 32.
This is when he was negotiating with Laban to take of his flock. And to me, I saw the parallels with how Israel was going to be. So read that real quick.
I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from thence all the speckled and spotted cattle.
Come on.
And all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire.
So that's not by coincidence that was in there. Yes, that's partially because, right, that was seen as less ideal when it was a speckled and spotted cattle. But to me, I said, wow, how appropriate that Jacob took the speckled and spotted cattle, and Jacob's seed became a speckled and spotted people. And like a speckled bird.
Right.
So, and it also goes to what you were saying with later when Joseph and the many colors, it's going into the different ways that we were going to appear because of the different captivities. Right. But anyway, let's get back to this. Right. I wanted to talk about the being in cages, right. Rape, not being fed. So then the next reason it says not giving aid to Puerto Rico and insulting them by throwing paper towels. Everybody's like, oh, that was overblown.
He said, look at this. Oh. Bro, he was shooting paper towels at them like it was basketball.
Puerto Rico is still suffering in certain areas. It certainly is, as well as not even recognizing them as citizens. And yes, for the ignorant, Puerto Rico is a property, is part of the United States. They pay taxes, but they don't have the same voting rights.
Right, it's a commonwealth.
It is a commonwealth. It is known as what
they will call it.
Commonwealth. All right. So it says they weren't upset when number 45 was calling Hispanic Latinos criminals, drug dealers, and rapists. Takes one to know one. This guy says, right, allegedly. Well, yeah, you heard of the stuff. He was like, yeah, you know, you could just grab him by the... And they don't... you could grab him by the tussie. Well, he still got elected after that. He said, you can grab them by the tussie. Like, they got audio of him talking about how he does women.
No, he would know. I mean, this is Epstein's homeboy right here.
So. That's Epstein's homeboy, right. That's Epstein's homeboy.
He's been on the island many times.
That's Epstein's homeboy.
That's the way he met his wife.
Right. He closed our borders to Mexico. Now Mexico has closed its borders to the U.S. No, no, stay over there. We don't want you over here. You guys, your COVID is out of. But then he says, but don't mess with our seasonings or we're going to fight. All this other antagonizing, all this stuff, not to mention how on this show we've highlighted just a small amount of the same type of abuse by police, the same type of racism and atrocities. Can we not forget the mass shootings that they were targeting Hispanics? Mm-hmm. The one who drove all the way to a Hispanic area to go to the Walmart to shoot people up. Yeah. The other dude in the festival in California because he thought that they were, and then the manifesto came out and all this stuff, but you mess with the seasoning and we're going to fight and we're going to boycott, right? He says, it's amazing the things we value. Apparently food and seasonings are number one. He said, you do know you can make your own seasoning. It's just salt, pepper, garlic powder, salt, Lowry's, and other spices.
Hey, SPG, right?
SPG. That's what you mean, man. Come on. Right, Sister Linda. This is, it's part of that crafty council to cast the bands asunder. Remember, Christ said, you don't think the Edomites and these other nations don't learn from our tactics and our strategy? Christ said a house divided cannot stand. Mm-hmm. He says if Satan casts out Satan, right, then there's no foundation there. And so long as as we touch on the Brown Berets and some of these other movements, right, kind of we're just going to go over it briefly, show a couple of videos and stuff, to show you that, can you imagine if you take all of these so-called black groups and then have the support of all of these so-called brown groups and indigenous groups, the power and voice that is?
Mm-hmm.
But we want to talk about divide and conquer and all this other stuff. And right. So again, it's the things that we value, right? It's very strange. So before I get into the Brown Berets and stuff, right, I want to go to let's go to the Wikipedia link, because I was on Instagram and I was looking at Under Armour talking about their commitment to diversity, and they had a term there. I think it was BLIOPC or something like that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
And it essentially means basically black, indigenous, persons of color. So it was, I'm sorry, it's BLIPOC is the acronym. And they kept saying, we want this much percentage of that acronym in positions of power. We want them this much percentage in executive positions. We want this ones on certain boards. So I looked it up. So do me a favor, before we read that, Google BLIPOC.
This one?
Nope.
Yeah,
BLIPOC.
It is BLIPOC. That's the article says.
Oh, it is? Okay,
yeah.
BIPOC. That's it. I'm sorry. I thought it was L. So apparently it means, go ahead, click that. You can click the one for the New York Times, and then we'll read the Wikipedia one. The acronym stands for Black, Indigenous, and People of Color. So it's a new trendy thing that they're saying. So I was like, what the hell are they talking about? I said, okay, that looks like Black. I said it, and all right, what's the IPOC? I don't get it, right? Okay, scroll down. Let's see what this says. I haven't proofread this. It says, Black Americans have been called by many names in the United States. African Americans, Negro, colored, and the unutterable slur that rhymes with bigger. In recent weeks, as protests against police brutality and racism have flooded the streets and social media, another more inclusive term has been ascribed to the population, BIPOC. The acronym stands for Black, Indigenous, and People of Color. They're talking about the Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
That's a colloquial way to speak about the Israelites. So you're going to start seeing this come up to some extent. It says, though it's now ubiquitous in some corners of Twitter and Instagram, the earliest reference the New York Times could find on social media was a 2013 tweet. As a phrase, people of color dates back centuries. It was first cited in the Oxford English Dictionary with the British spellings color in 1796. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason is this is important. And this might actually be a positive for the Jumains of the world.
Jumad, bro?
Jumad? Jumain, you Jumad? being an Israelite, being aware that I'm an Israelite, whenever I hear black, I don't think of black people with woolly hair. I think of Israel. I think of all the Israelites. So when it says black people problems, black this and all that, color people, I think of all of us. I think of all the tribes. I think of all my people,
mm-hmm.
right? You have to remember that these terms came up as part of that divide and conquer as
That's
well.
Right.
To create a distinguishing separation so that we could think that we're different and never look to the things that really unite us, which is the curses, right? The scripture clearly says that's why that's the crux of our identity.
You know what?
That would identify us in these last days.
When it comes to Israel, I really don't see tribes and I don't see color at all. The only time I ever make a difference between Israel is when I taste the food. That's it. That's really it. Because
right.
There's such distinguishing facts when it comes to that. But other than that, I hear Israel and I literally just think of Jake and Jake.
Hey, and even that, we have one thing in common, beans.
But Goya,
beans,
oh boy,
Goya, oh boy.
Goya, oh boy. Let me get Deuteronomy 28 and start at 45. All right. Actually, start at 46 and then we'll go to 45. And because this is the distinguishing mark. Nowhere in the scripture does it say, and prove it. So until you can prove that to me in the Bible, shut up with your scoffing. Go and teach somebody something.
Hey, Christ said that you shall know them by their fruits. He never says you shall know them by complexion or hair texture or nothing like that.
That's the point that I'm making. Nowhere in the curses does it say that you will remember the Israelites in the last days because of how they look. It doesn't. It says this instead, Deuteronomy 28 and 46.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 46. And they shall be upon thee.
And they, the curses, not the skin complexion, not the hair texture. It says, and they, and we're going to read verse 45 to solidify that the day in a moment. It says, and they shall be upon thee, Israelites. Come on.
For a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever.
As a sign as to who the Israelites were in the last days. So this is why you Latinos got to wake up.
Right.
And just because a vast majority of you may look different than our Southern Kingdom brothers and sisters does not mean that. And even that's BS, because you're actually not, you're definitely not the norm for Southern Kingdom, Captain Amariah, but you're not an exception either. There are plenty tribes that look different. Hey, the Ephraimite brother that was looked straight up Japanese in the bar camp video from days back. So it's not even about just black and Hispanic and all that other stuff, but it says in day. Now read verse 45.
Verse 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee.
Now, obviously, the destroyed is not talking about destroyed, meaning not in existence, right? It's talking about something else, and it goes into those hidden ones, right? I think you made a point that somebody that you watch or read, and it says that he doesn't touch the hidden ones in Psalms 83.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
right?
Yes.
We were talking about
that
last
week. Reads right over that,
right? Yeah. Talks about the crafty counsel. So he takes that to say, see, this is the counsel against the Israelis in the land of Israel. But everybody glazes over Psalms 83 when it says the hidden ones, meaning it would not be so obvious. This is why you need the sign in Deuteronomy 28, in 2 Ezra, the 13th chapter, to understand who the Israelites are in these last days. Because the Most High foresaw, along with many of the prophets that he allowed to see those last days, the dispersement of our people and how we would be scattered everywhere. So, you know, Latinos are up in arms about Goya o Boya, but then you have things like this. So go back to the Times article. Come on. Okay. So where was it? So it says, let me read that part again. Okay. It was the 2013. So it says, as a phrase, people of color dates back centuries. It was first cited in the Oxford English Dictionary with the British spelling color in 1796 and is often abbreviated as POC, the other two letters for black and indigenous. Now, I brought out on the show recently how if you really get technical, Latinos are indigenous people. Right, because we're talking about the census and job applications, and they don't let you fill out a race, right? They count Hispanic as an ethnicity and not a race. And if anything, we're indigenous because we were the ones that were here on this side of the world to a place that was supposedly discovered when there was people here already.
Right.
Which the book of 2 Ezra, the 13th chapter, explains to you, right? And it says... the other two letters for black and indigenous were included in the acronym to account for the erasure of black people with darker skin and Native American people. Erasure is hidden ones.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're trying to colloquially. That's what I'm saying. To me, this is powerful, and this is the Most High moving. I hope that this trends and takes on, because it's going to show that we all the same people to some ignorant people who go by the separation. Right? So it says... they added that to basically include the erasure of black people with darker skin and Native American people. According to Cynthia Frisbee, a professor of strategic communication at the Missouri School of Journalism, the black and indigenous was added to kind of make sure that it was inclusive. I think the major purpose of that was for including voices that hadn't originally been heard, that they wanted to include in the narrative, darker skin, blacks and indigenous groups, so that they could make sure that all the skin shades are being represented. And what they mean by skin shades is the speckled bird.
Right. There it is.
Yep. It's the spotted and speckled cattle that Jacob took from Laban. So it says, we understand that under colonialism, African and indigenous people had very different experiences. I wouldn't say very different, because the curses were similar. I think the very different is in the way the indigenous were killed off more aggressively.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
And then they realized that they didn't have labor, so they adjusted their practices when they started to bring over. It was a cause and effect type of thing. They started to bring over what was known as the African, the transatlantic slave trade, because of the decimation of the indigenous people here.
Right.
And then also because of the rebellious indigenous people, the one that did stand up, because they actually understood the lay of the land and whatever. So they were able to retreat. You know, they talk about Machu Picchu and those people disappearing. Those were Israelites that they basically were able to use the terrain to say, hey, you know what, we're just going to give up this land and try to preserve the people.
Right.
It's kind of like Thor, when they destroy Asgard. He says, this should bring this out with the Thor thing all the time. Israel is a people before it's a place.
Right.
And he said, Asgard is a people before it's a place. So you have a lot of these native indigenous that fled into these terrains. That wasn't good for them. They wanted us to continue to work the fields. They wanted us to continue to be. So what better than to bring a strong, hardy people with similar characteristics and traits, right? Good genetics, the best genetics.
The best.
Because that's what Get Out
was about. You could be a beast.
Right. With those genes, you could be a beast, just like in Get Out, right? He was like, with the training and everything, you could be a beast. And they said, let's bring over the same type of thing and let's breed them rather than destroy them so we can get the free labor for our enterprise success. Right?
Yeah.
So he says, Charmaine Nelson, an art history professor at McGill University, said that the history of black and indigenous people in Canada calls for the distinction between them and other people of color. In some parts of Canada, mainly east of Ontario, indigenous people were colonized but not enslaved. I see, this is where they lose me a little bit, because colonization and enslavement is the same thing.
It is the same thing.
If you're a colonizer, you're an enslaver. It's the same thing. And this probably stems from that little bit of a seed of the prophecy of the vexation of Ephraim, the envy of Judah. So you get this stuff going there. Unlike Africans who were subjected to chattel slavery everywhere. So it says, we understand that under colonialism, African and indigenous people have very different experiences. Dr. Nelson said, to conflate everything in one is to erase, which is the very nature of genocidal practice. So there's some people that are against this term, is basically what this is saying. Its intention was to help spell it out. Some aren't getting the message. On social media, many assume this term stood for bisexual people of color. Oh, my God.
Hey, that thing where it said that they were
colonized, but not enslaved,
right? Different times we're in camp teaching, and then we'll tell people, see, look at these pictures. You guys are in slavery. No, we weren't in slavery. That was the Morenos.
Hey, you know what was it? It's funny, because I was meditating on this week. All right, one of the main issues is that our enslavement started much more later. It's much more recent with the so-called Southern Kingdom, with the Southern Kingdom, with the so-called African Americans. So it's still fairly fresh. Okay, with the 1960s and everything.
Right, right, exactly. Ours
is a lot further, and then because it was polluted as Columbus being a hero, we forget about all that.
Right,
right, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, because we grew up with that. You know, Columbus being a hero, and it was celebrated, and you know, there was coloring and different things that day, depending on what grade level you were. You know, pilfer this man up, prop him up, and say, hey, this is a great man. Scroll down. Let me see if there's anything else of value in this relevant to the show. They've been pretty much. Okay, we'll read that part because this is true. So it says, what we know is more often than not, they have been pretty much non-existent in any discussion about race or any discussion of any kind of things. Talking about indigenous, native indigenous.
Yep.
We don't see any narratives that include them. And this kind of goes to your point, Cap, that you just brought out. That we're able to see narratives more recently, and that goes into the prophecy of the tents of Judah being raised first.
Right. It had to be right. It had to be
more of our stuff was, it had to happen that way, right? Mm-hmm. So again, look, you got to look at things spiritually.
Right.
So it says, we don't see any narratives that include them. What we do see when indigenous people are included are sports. You have images and mascot controversy, and then you have products that rely on indigenous people like Land O'Lakes margarine and butter. Many black people are open to giving space to the plight of Native Americans, but there's a frustration when it comes to the BIPOC term. It is lazy to lump all of us together as we all face the same problem. So you see the different opposing views. This is that confusion of faces. This is another manifestation of that. When you blend us all together like this, it's erasure. No, it's not. It's when you don't show the commonalities based on what the scriptures, what we just read in the scriptures, that's erasure. And you know, that's, again, that's just that, it's amazing the things that people value.
Well, again, they don't, this is why this is called the truth, right? This is why they're not in the Bible. They're looking at it from what they were taught in schools. All right. We look at it from what we were taught through the Most High God and our leaders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're trying to say it seems tone deaf. So, all right, let's cut that. Go back to the Wikipedia. I just want to read this, and then we're going to watch some of these videos as we get ready to wrap up. So it says, today the term person of color or people of color, persons of color, is primarily used to describe any person who is not considered white in the United States. Now, they realize that this is going to kind of galvanize some of our people. So they're trying to throw Asians in there. They try to throw Asians into that. They try to throw the Arabs into that.
The Asiatic black.
Yeah, right. So it says it's primarily to describe. But this is the point that I really wanted from that. It's persons of color doesn't necessarily mean you got to be black, blacker than the Ace of Spades, mm-hmm. right? Or exactly brown like a paper bag, mm-hmm. okay?
Okay, what about albinos?
Right, what about, well, they're going to say they have one. Right.
No,
hey, but that I like that, Adam. Brother Adam, he said we need a new term, people without color for Esau. That's kind of cool. Anyway, let me go to the video here that you actually posted this to Shy. I guess you were doing some research. And I told you, start at 20 minutes.
Yep.
Because I really don't like this guy as an interviewer.
Nah, he's shitty.
Hoodstock.
He's like...
Yeah, man. Like, he has such a golden opportunity with his brother here. He's just there, kind of like, clowning and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, look, the brother got the conviction and the know-how to set up a little podcast and all that. So it's a zeal, but not according to knowledge. You know, he has something there. And I think that's somebody that, you know, in repentance could probably do a lot of good or have a good platform. But so this is Dr. David Sanchez, one of the founders of the Brown Berets. He's his founder. And the Brown Berets, when we watch the longer video of the 6-minute video, it gives a nice little synopsis into it. And what I would like for when we get ready for the first show that we're going to air on Sunday's Caps is let's bring stuff out relative to these groups. I think that's a good starting point. You know, I mean, it doesn't mean we always got to stay with that type of stuff. We can do news articles and things. But I think it'd be good because maybe being that they're going to give us up to a 2-hour slot, like maybe we could do a longer show and talk about this type of stuff. So the founder of the Brown Berets, and he said something here, right? So again, so to all this confusion about appearance, we're not a different people because the Brown Berets were seen as enough of a threat by J. Edgar Hoover, and he'll tell you this in a moment, that he spoke about splitting us up and creating all types of things to destroy us, right? So start at 20 as we lead up to it, right?
Yes, I'm 20.
I know it's 2057, but I want to start at 20. Yeah, go ahead. You're good. You're 20. Stop. So he was talking prior to that about the history of how they took half of Mexico, essentially, which was part of Texas or whatever. So he says they were very scared of Mexicans because we had a prowess in our military at that time to really fend off the Edomites that were pushing west, right? So they came to like an agreement, and you know nobody wanted more casualties and whatever. So, and again, it's all of the Most High. They put it on the spirit of the leaders of the so-called Mexicans at that time to agree to these type of treaties, right? Come on. Now Let's stop. Notice what he said. He said the Channel Islands, right, that were over there, he says they were not included as part of that arrangement that they had. So, man, I would love if we could get this brother to interview, even if it's not physically here, but like maybe some video format or something like that. I think he might be receptive to come on the show because he, in the beginning, he was mentioning how that was his first podcast and that he's open to technology and utilizing it as a platform. So let's get the team on
so
trying
his brother
to.
Brother was able to get him. I don't see why.
Right, if this brother could get him,
right.
I don't see why we wouldn't be able to.
He's active, like on active protest when you're doing that in LA.
Yes. So I would love to pick his brain about what it was like and his thing, and maybe even have the dialogue with him about this very topic. About because clearly, as we watched the other video about their background, he don't see a difference between us and what so-called blacks are going through.
Right.
So go ahead, play on. Stop. So you see how you can't try to rebel against Esau, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says that basically he's talking about one of the things they did back then, and they went to a place on the island, and they claimed some land there, and they set up a base of operations there. They were trying to kind of have a thing going over there. And he says they changed the laws on us so we couldn't stay there anymore. No, you ain't got no problem. All I got to do is change the law.
You're sitting here that I know you can't.
How can you win in a game where they can change the rules on the fly? That's like I'm sitting down and we play Monopoly,
because
you know, like some people roll like that,
yep.
or spades, and they start throwing rules out in the freaking middle of the game. Oh, but that's how we play up here.
Yeah, right.
That's how we roll back this way. You can't fight against that stuff, right? But to, and again, this is shades of similar things that have happened to all the BIPOC people, right?
BIPOC.
Come on. Look, at gunpoint, they put him on a boat and brought him back.
Yeah.
Roll it back a little bit, because I think people are watching and they zone out. And listen to what he said. Just a little. So you could go to 2057, like you said. You're right there. It's good. Start right there. Start there. Start there. You don't got to get this over there. So COINTELPRO was not just for black groups, all right?
Yeah,
it included these so-called people that don't got woolly hair and all that.
Mm-hmm.
He said J. Edgar Hoover, because why? Because he understood, or he had directives from those Chaldeans, from that deep state, that said, cut them up, break them up, cause disruption for them, right?
So that's been the MO, and this is what we need to see today.
And that's the similarities between us and...
Okay. Because again, they make it a black issue. So, what they don't realize is that when they're saying black, they mean all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Blacks, Hispanics, and Native
exactly.
Americans. All right, it's no coincidence that these groups rose up. The equivalent to them for the Puerto Ricans.
We're going to watch it.
Was
too.
The young Lords.
Right, we're going to watch it. Yeah, the equivalent to the Brown, because Brown Berets was primarily Chicano. The Young Lords was the Puerto Rican one.
Mm-hmm.
AIM
was the Native American. So.
And when we watch the other video, we're going to close with that video. It's like 6 minutes long. It kind of gives a brief thing, and we'll dive deeper into it as we do more shows. And it talks about that. Just go back like 10 seconds, all right? Go to 2110. And then I think he'll say a few more things, and then we'll stop it and go to the other video. 2110.
There, right there. But what he's going to have real quick. The main reason why that these movements didn't succeed is because they were missing one main element.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible.
That's right.
And the Most High said by the foolishness of preaching, not by physical force. And I say that because we may have some young brothers that they see this and they inspire to try to stand up and rise up militarily, like militia, like in a militia way. No, that's not our fight.
Isaiah 41:10, it says, I am he, and besides it, there's no other savior but one.
Right.
That's it. It's Christ. That's it.
That's it.
Good.
Yep.
Hmm.
All right, so stop. So he was saying how they put FBI informants out there to break up the Brown Berets. And I'm going to tell you, some of the ways that they do that, right, are the subtleties of, hey, let's cause a division between them and the Panthers. Because they was tight with the Panthers. They started rolling and supporting the Panthers and some of these other groups.
You know how they do that, Kat? Having agent provocateurs coming on when we're teaching.
Yeah.
If that's not evident right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pull people away. Let's say that they're not part of the movement.
Right.
Let's say that it's lazy and they're trying to, gosh, what do they call it? When you try to like acquire whatever.
Acquiesce?
No. That what we were talking about with AOC last week, and they were saying that you're.
Oh, Olympics. Oppression Olympics?
The Oppression Olympics. And there's like
right.
another term that they use.
Right.
With appropriation. Cultural appropriation. It's not cultural appropriation if it's all the same culture.
But this is, you know, with OBS though, because let's say that was the case. Let's say that another kingdom is not the Hispanics, right? Just the mere fact that people are rising up and saying that blacks are Israelites, you should be glorifying that because. You're still putting the message out there that you're still Israel.
Yep.
So it's letting you know that it's exactly what you said. It's people they're agents that are just trying to disrupt the movement. That's all it is.
Hey, and agents, I'm going to tell you something. Agents doesn't just mean agents of the government.
That's right.
All right? You can have agents of Satan. That's why I said these people are worse. And it could be some spiritual division going on.
Right.
Anyway.
Hey,
yeah,
just real quick. And understand that the fact that J. Edgar Hoover understood
right.
that he needed to break them up is proof of any that it's about breaking up the bands asunder.
That's right.
Right, right. So let's play this. I'm not crazy about this guy's voice, but it's a nice short synopsis of the Brown Berets. And, you know, we'll continue to talk more about these type of things as the show evolves.
And by the way, they didn't send this up. They didn't set this group up to go against blacks. On the contrary,
no,
they set this up because they were oppressed by the Caucasian man as well.
Exactly.
Understand the history,
exactly.
Yeah, we got to bring that up.
For the naysayers that are saying no, drinking their coffee,
right.
Taking up their domino packets right now.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Get ready. We're gonna talk about them and likely the Young Lords for like the first few shows on the Sunday slot that we're gonna do. So,
all right.
So yeah, I think it's like Sunday afternoon, like Eastern time. But I don't want to put too much details out yet until we know exactly. Stop. He said they were much like the Black Panthers.
This guy's very excited, too.
They were.
It sounds like a shy.
It does sound like a shy. It sounds like, a shy, you did this? Right? So, go ahead. I'm going to try to not stop it too much because there's good information here, all right? Go ahead. Stop. They understood that they needed to help the other organizations that were not Chicano.
Mm.
He said they also helped the other organizations. They didn't try to say, no, don't appropriate our plight. Don't appropriate our oppression. It was the same type of oppression. We went over on this very show about the Mexican lynchings and how that was an ongoing thing.
We got photos of that.
And this stuff is suppressed, right? Because that's another topic I've been meaning to bring out on this show. Where they talk about suppression ideology, because this is what the so-called Jews say that Catholicism and Christianity do, and this is one of the reasons they don't accept Christ, is because it's suppression, because now he doesn't choose the Israelites, he only chooses all Christians. And that's what Christianity basically said.
Right.
But they understood that it was the same plight. What they were missing, though, like Captain Parker said, was the Bible, and what we brought out in Deuteronomy, that this is a sign of who those people would be in those last days, so that we can find each other. We're soulmates, the tribes.
Hey, that picture right there is Jeremiah 50:33 that we pulled
yes,
out.
Yes, yes, yes. Oppressed together. Come on.
Oh, wait.
Police
brutality.
Yes. We suffer from police brutality, too. Guess what? The media don't cover it to the same extent that they do. You'll find articles, but you got to dig.
I got them.
Yep, I know.
Archives.
The Blitz. Come on. That's David Sanchez. That was the brother that was talking. He has a thing over there. Yeah, that's him when he was younger. Richard Diaz was another one of the founders. And then Bob Acosta.
You know, Kev, real quick, while you're looking at that, they've emasculated the black and brown man. I know I hate that term, but they've emasculated us as people. Because these men back then, these are the men that I remember getting advice from.
Mm-hmm.
That they men ain't like this anymore.
No,
this
no,
is
no.
why it's up to
no.
us.
And Black Lives Matter, the organization, is on board with that train. They said they want to break down the patriarchy of the household.
Right, right. These were men. These were the men of men right here, man.
And to break down a patriarchy means you don't have these type of men leading the ship. Now, I've gone over this ad nauseum about the divine order. And the divine order is God, Christ, man, then woman. It should not be woman and children. It should not be the man alone with the children, right? There's an order and a structure to how these things go. Now, there's some things here that I'm going to show you. Y'all are going to catch it. Remember how he said, this is why I played the one before this, that Hoover went in and he said, we're going to bring informants in to break them up, to break up the chapters. I'm going to show you how they use the woman to break up the chapters with stuff he says. Go ahead. Stop. He said that there was women that rose up and felt like they were not being treated the same as the males. Those were agent provocateurs that they brought in there because these women were behind. Because in just a few more seconds, he's going to talk about how the sisters were supporting the men in different ways, much like we do here with the cooking and supporting the mission and
teaching the children,
right, helping with the flyers and all this other stuff.
He's going to say, you should not share these guys. You should be his guy.
Right, right, right. Go ahead. Don't stop it. Don't stop it because we got to finish. We could talk over it.
Equal rights.
Right, so you see how they evolved. He said when they met Chavez, because Chavez, you can stop that one there. Chavez was what would be deemed more radical. He basically gave them a little more understanding on the nature of the beast, of where they were living and who they were dealing with. And I say the beast, and there is an innuendo with that as far as who the beast is, right? So remember, because these were guys that were based in America. So when they met Chavez, they got a different insight. Why? Because Chavez understood about the School of the Americas, which we spoke about on this show, and the United States involvement in Central and Latin America and the Caribbean. Go ahead. Stop. So that was the Most High, because basically the YCCA was the early, it was the progenitor of the Brown Berets. And he's showing you there how they had their base of operations. Look at the pictures of the police brutality, them trying to stop and break up the movement that they were doing. They realized they had to become more militant. For the mamby-pambies that say we're too militant, we've always been a militant people. You look at it from where when we came out of Egypt and we were in the wilderness, set up by standard, rank and column and file.
Come on,
that's
man.
That's how we roll.
We were ordered by the Most High to take land by force.
Right, right. always military. Now, yeah, now we're not saying we do that now.
No,
we're
no,
not
no,
saying
no,
in these
no.
last days.
It's not carnal.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. The battle's spiritual now.
Right.
There will be a time.
And this is how we go. Everything we're doing here with radio shows, classes every day, mm-hmm. this is the battle. This
yep.
is our weapon.
Yep. Hey, and this is from the 1960s.
Police brutality. Again.
Yeah. Self-determination of our
same
people.
Same exact thing today.
It's the same stuff today, and it's the same thing like our Southern Kingdom brothers and sisters. You need to wake up, Latinos. Come on.
Uniformity. Order. Structure.
Look at them marching with the Panthers.
Wait. You spoke over that one. Hold on. You said something about Puerto Ricans. Hold on.
Stop. Yes, he's going to bring it out. See the unity, right? Yes. He said, we are all one. What someone said at one time, we were all together. We were all together. Which, like the sister Linda said, we used to be in sync together. We did. And remember what the other video said. Edgar Hoover said, send in informants and break them up. Part of that was break us up internally and also break us up from unifying with these other groups. J. Edgar Hoover was terrified. When he said the biggest problem was black unity to this country, he meant all the Israelite tribes coming together, unified in one vision.
They use semantics to keep us apart.
Right. That's exactly what it is. And that works for the simple ones. This is why you need the Bible, because the Bible will keep
that's
you from that.
That's what they were missing.
The Jermaine Jacksons of the world.
Oh, he's history.
They're not about this. They're not about this.
He was taken off yesterday.
They're not about this. Go ahead.
He's banned.
Wow, stop. Hey, that's the... He said, just because they're Mexican, they don't need to be educated. They're better off working with their hands than their brain. And you kind of see that now. You wonder why Mexicans are so good at so many different crafts and trades, and it's because they were pushed to that stuff.
That's right.
We're capable of more than just that. We're capable of much more. We can definitely be intellectuals as well. Come on. There it is, police brutality against Northern Kids.
That's a kid, man.
She was across the street with a pocket knife. Excessive force. Don't stop. Keep going. Excessive force.
See a lot of straight-haired people, light-skinned people there.
Because of agent provocateurs. Stop. Half of them thought that they should be behind the men during the marching. Come on. Stop. Try to stay strong. They were to support the men and not be the men. sisters, play your position.
You never
so
read
that
in
this
history.
Cycle can end.
You never read in the Bible, okay, that the women fought with the men.
Yep. Yeah. You never saw that. You never saw that. You never saw that. It said they knew their role was to support the men, not be the men, not try to have the same thing.
Those were the ones that had wisdom.
Those were the ones that had wisdom. Watch. Go ahead.
There you go.
Stop.
You could be like him.
A,
yeah, right.
They didn't see the honor in supporting the men. In making the dinners, doing the chores, doing all the tasks that many of the sisters do in here.
Wow.
They said they have workshops. Our workshops are the Titus II, the Daughters of Sarah, the different things like that. And there are sisters amongst us that actually have the sentiment of the agent provocateurs. That group there, this is the part that I was talking about, that said that they wanted to be equal with the men, that was the FBI informants coming in there to break them up. And they start and they tried to do it through the woman. That was one of the ways. With a woman, and then in racial divide.
Because they saw that worked in Genesis.
Right, right. Come on. Stop. They felt betrayed by the women. They said the men were not expecting this. And again, that's part of that agent provocateur stuff
heavy,
that came
man.
In there.
This
Come
is
on.
Heavy right here.
That means J. Edgar Hoover got what he wanted. Save this because this would be good to reference for a future show too. All right, so hang on to it. Don't lose it. I know it's in the chat stream.
Hey, that's why the Book of Revelation, the 14th chapter, makes it very clear and says, "These be they who are not defiled." That's always been the MO of Satan to come in and disrupt the Most High's plans. Is always to have the women come in and cause disorder and everything else. But in these last days, the Most High is teaching his men the spiritual war. Coming back to his commandments.
You know what? Because, hold on, okay, because Esau understands that that's a strategy to use. Separate them from within their own home.
That's
it's
the
about division. Yes, you separate them from their own home. That's why I mentioned Genesis. That's exactly what the serpent, who is the similitude of Esau, that's who that was. It wasn't an actual snake. Okay, it was the spirit of Esau. It was the Esau that came to them, to Eve, and said, "You can be just like the man."
Yeah. And you know what else it is too? It's a small pan mentality.
Yep.
It's short-sighted. People can't see the vision. Because I'm going to tell you something. The Bible talks about the exceeding great army standing up. Right. They stood upon their feet. And the sisters don't realize that they're part of that.
Yes.
In this way.
Very much so.
It shouldn't have to be spelled out. But an army has support things in place.
Bring it out.
And while the Bible talks about, because that's where the battle is fought, in the front lines, that's why they call it the front lines, right? The battle is fought in the front line. There's an enormous amount of support that has to happen in the back end.
That's right.
And some of that is brothers that have support capacity who are not necessarily soldiers fit for the battle.
Right.
Watch the stuff.
That's a good point.
Watching the stuff
is
an honorable thing.
Yes.
And some of that is the women in the background doing the things like the Brown Berets said, supporting them in the background. Sisters, y'all are part of the whole vision.
Y'all so important, y'all don't realize.
It's just what y'all can't see is that the men need to get that glory. Your glory is the man, the Bible says. So when the men get that glory out front, and when they show that exceeding great army standing up, right? Behind that is all this other stuff. But y'all so caught up in Esau's thing that y'all don't see that.
Hey, listen, when I was serving in Esau's military, and I went to Iraq a couple of times, my best friends were the cooks, people that worked.
That's right.
Because when I got done being on the front line and doing missions, I came back and made sure that those things that were provided for me to rest and to be taken care of and supported, that was my main focus.
Right. The Bible tells you the more feeble members are more needful.
Right. And we joke,
you would think that those are the feeble positions.
Right.
And
we joke about them in the military, do we not?
Yeah.
But knowing now spiritually how much of a supply, it's in the name.
Yeah.
They supplied us with what we needed to go fight. They had to maintain inventory. The cooks had to feed us because if we were hungry, we didn't have the strength to fight. It's the same exact thing here. Supply us with what we need in the background. Stay in agreement with the gear.
Not everybody could be the eye.
That's right.
If everybody was the eye, where are the ears? If everybody was the head, where are the legs and the arms to move it? The point is that it's a cohesive unit. It's a community. It's a people united together with this, though, with this. All those other things we need to do as well, but with this.
Hey, and if there's any brothers that don't feel that they're strong enough for this, don't worry about it, brother. Repent. Come in. We got a place for you. You're going to help us. We don't need you to be on the front lines. If you're teaching ain't your thing, that's fine. We have many brothers that felt that way. Some still don't feel that way, and some have actually grown into understanding that there's power in teaching. Okay? They've met their calling. Everybody is here for a reason. So, again, brothers, if this is not, it's a spiritual battle. It's not physical, number one. Number two, if teaching is not your thing, repent, brothers. Don't let that stop you from repenting and getting everlasting salvation, because we can use you in other ways, in many ways. You are still part of the body.
That's the show for this week, all right? And once we get more details about the Sunday slot, we'll put that out as well, all right? We'll still be on our Saturdays at our usual time with the Peter Lowe's Will. And then we're also going to have the additional Sundays. We also got the Wednesday evening show with Captain Amaraya, all right? Goes over some deep basics.
Deep basics.
All right? And with that, we say shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Hey, take clips from this show so that we can use it for the promos for the Sunday slot.
Okay.
Like, remember how we were saying, do the Joe Rogan thing, take little snippets and stuff like that? You could take clips from this show because everybody was pretty engaged and emphatic, and we could use that to line up the Sunday slot. Because that's the one that's going to get pushed a lot. But guess what? Because that's getting pushed, your slot, the Saturday slot, is going to get a lot of juice.
I concur.
I concur.
Sorry, Kev. I'm going to need you to repeat that again. I'm trying to finish this up.
Get snippets together for promos. Take clips.